This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dearest brothers, this lockdown has been put in place to save lives and to stop the spread of this pandemic. And no doubt about it, there is much benefit that has come out because of the restrictions, as much as we detest them. But it's also brought with it a new set of problems, issues that we are now facing. One of them is called loneliness. This feeling of being alone, by yourself, disconnected, isolated. And it's very interesting, there were some surveys done before March this year, before the lockdown came into effect in this country. And people were asked about how many people felt loneliness. And some of the surveys suggest around about 9%, 10% of people would say they felt long-term feelings of loneliness. So that same survey was conducted in the height of the lockdown, and that figure shot up to 25 to 30%. Yeah, one in every four or five people now feels like this. But it was even more surprising is that you may think that people that suffer from this are probably the elderly, those that live by themselves. But another survey suggests that the people that experience this feeling the most are actually the youth, between the years of 18 to 24. That survey showed 44% of all youngsters in that bracket saying that they felt lonely or experienced loneliness. And you may not think that's too big a bigger deal, but there are studies that have shown that loneliness leads to many mental illnesses such as anxiety, such as depression, and in the worst cases, suicide or suicidal thoughts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect every single one of us from ever being in such a dark place. Allahumma ameen. As a believer, how do we tackle these kind of problems like loneliness? And the first thing to say is that feeling lonely sometimes is normal. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem is long-term feeling of loneliness, and then that becoming worse because of some compounding mental illnesses. I remind us all, myself, of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min," where he said that the affair of the believer is very strange and unique. Because in good times and in bad times, there is goodness for him. And so my first point I want to make on loneliness is that being alone doesn't necessarily mean you are suffering from loneliness. Because for a believer, sometimes being in your own company is better than being in the company of people that make you forget about Allah. And secondly, sometimes being alone is an opportunity for you to be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from the eyes of the people, away from the public view. And in that moment, you find a connection with Allah that your soul was in fact yearning for and searching for. And so there is a verse in Surah Al-Mulk that will really hone in on this idea of being alone sometimes doesn't mean you're lonely, but in fact means that you may be in a position to find a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were missing out on before. And the verse is found inside Surah Al-Mulk. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Allah says, no doubt about it, those who fear Allah in the unseen, or fear their master in the unseen, for them there is forgiveness and a huge reward. And this phrase here, يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ, has two meanings. The first is, it refers to people that they fear Allah even though they haven't seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their own eyes. They fear Him and they are in awe of Him because of His signs that are all around us and in fact within us. But the second interpretation is that there are people who fear Allah when they are alone, away from the public eye, by themselves in private. And if you think about that, that you, when you're alone and no one is around looking over your shoulder, you behave better than you do when you are around others. That is a mark of a true believer. It is an expression of your sincerity to Allah and your genuine, real faith that when you are alone, you think of Allah more and it makes you want to speak and act in a better way. And this is exactly what we learn from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the hadith, which is reported from our mother, his wife, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that one night I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing in prayer for a long time. In one narration she said, I saw him crying to the point that his beard became moist with his tears. And then he continued to cry until I saw that the ground where he made sajda had become wet with his tears. And his feet began to swell. And then I said to him, Ya Rasulullah, why do you do this to yourself when Allah has forgiven you for your past and future mistakes? And he said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful slave? As if to say that this time at night, when no one is around, is an opportunity for me to show Allah that I truly am thankful for what He has given me. He was showing us that sometimes being alone is a chance that you should take to show your gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was thinking about selecting Umar to be the next Khalifa, he called for a council of his most senior companions. And he asked every single one of them, what do you think about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu becoming the next Khalifa? And though they had different things to say, one thing was mentioned by all of them. And it was the statement, إِنَّ سَرِيرَتَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَلَانِيَتَهُ. That his private life is better than his public life. Meaning, like, the person we are talking about behaves better with Allah when he's by himself than he does in public. And let us be honest with ourselves. When we behave the best is usually when we are around people, especially in a setting like this. And when we behave the worst is usually when we are by ourselves. May Allah forgive us. May Allah correct us. But you know what? That is a sign of hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'un about the people, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. People who are negligent of their salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. People who like to be seen. Many scholars said this refers to hypocrites. They like to do good deeds only when people are watching. So their reputation increases in the eyes of people. And the opposite is what? When they are by themselves, they behave in the worst way. So this is one new perspective we can take to this lockdown and isolation. That yes, we may find that we are not in the company of people as we used to, when we can't socialize as we used to, though that is changing. One of the lessons we should take from that is actually, I have been given something better in its place. That in these times that I am all alone, it is my chance to shine before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray that this is one of the lessons that we learn from this lockdown. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i al-mursaleen, nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. The verse, inna alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum bil-ghayb. is mentioned with different wordings across the Quran. People who fear their master and the unseen. In fact, in some places Allah will say, خَشْيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. People who fear the Lord of Mercy when they are by themselves. And if you think about it, it's a little bit odd to say you fear a merciful person. To say that the person fears Allah whilst thinking about Him being Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, loving, caring, makes you think, why would you fear someone who you see as being loving and merciful? And one of the beautiful things that scholars say here is that knowing that Allah is Ar-Rahman doesn't make them complacent when it comes to His mercy. So even though they know He is all merciful, they don't lean on that and end up abusing it and behaving recklessly. Allah, I know you are Rahman, but you are also Shadeed al-Iqab. And so when I think of your mercy, it doesn't make me become complacent. But another perspective on this phrase, they fear the Lord of Mercy, is that they realize that every good thing they have in their life is only there because of the mercy of Allah. And so if Allah were to remove the mercy, their life would be turned upside down. خَشْيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So they fear Allah, knowing that the absence of His mercy would throw this world into chaos and turmoil. Allahu Akbar. May Allah allow us to appreciate who He is, Jalla wa Ala. And then the verse also teaches us how to be more aware of Allah when we are by ourselves. And that is by thinking of the reward that is on offer. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Allah says, for those people, there is number one, forgiveness. And some of the scholars, they say the word مَغْفِرَةٌ is nakira, indefinite, to create a more intense meaning. It's not just forgiveness, it is immense forgiveness. Everything in your past will be wiped away. You don't need to worry about that anymore. And on top of that, أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ, a reward that is huge, meaning paradise. Because paradise is beyond our imagination in terms of its scale and size. May Allah allow us to walk and enjoy its gardens. Allahumma ameen. And some of the scholars, they say, Allah said it this way around. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. For another beautiful reason. Why forgiveness first and then reward second? They said, imagine on the Day of Judgment, every one of us will be thinking about our mistakes. Will we be picked up on that? Will there be consequences? What I did on that day, will Allah ask me about it? Will I be taken to account for that? And even if somehow nothing was spoken of and you ended up finding yourself in paradise, you would still have a worry in the back of your mind. What about the mistakes I made once upon a time? Am I going to be asked about that one day? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. First of all, those worries you have, you can forget about them. Because I have forgiven you of everything you have done wrong in your life. You don't need to worry about that. And now when you enter my paradise, you will be able to enjoy the reward to its fullest extent. No hesitation, no feeling in the back of your mind, maybe one day I will be asked about this. Allahu Akbar. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise our level so we can be better in private than we are in public. And for those experiencing loneliness, this is a new perspective for you to think about. But ultimately, you may need more help. You may need professional counsel from a clinician or from a scholar or an advisor or a mentor. And there's no shyness, my brothers, in speaking about these issues. We have come to learn of people that we saw as religious, but they have fallen off the radar. Some of them become so sick, they have become suicidal. And you think to yourself, how did you find yourself in this situation? I knew you as a pious practicing brother. Part of the problem is we become shy to talk about our problems. But we should never be shy in addressing anything that affects our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from all types of illnesses, spiritual, mental and physical. Allahumma ameen. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min khasirin. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar wa aqimus salat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salati, hayya 'ala falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
استو الله أكبر.